This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Wednesday denounced Republican plans to launch an impeachment inquiry against Democratic President Joe Biden, calling the effort baseless. She said no evidence has been produced by Republicans against Biden as they investigate the business dealings of his son, Hunter Biden.
You see Republicans in Congress, right? They have spent all year investigating the president. That's what they've spent all year doing. And have turned up with no evidence, none, that he did anything wrong.
The inquiry is centered around whether Biden benefited from Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings. Mitt Romney says he will not seek another Senate term, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After serving as Massachusetts' governor,
I accept your nomination for president of the United States.
Romney was the GOP presidential nominee in 2012, and after losing to Barack Obama, moved to Utah, where he easily won a Senate seat 6 years later. Now,
at the end of another term, I'd be in my mid-80s. Frankly, it's time for a new generation of leaders.
Romney says he will not seek re-election, which creates a wide-open contest in heavily Republican Utah. Romney was expected to face some resistance in another run after emerging as one of the GOP's most prominent Donald Trump critics. He was the only Republican senator to twice vote for convicting Trump in his impeachment trials. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The top Air Force commander for Europe and Africa says the U.S. military has resumed counterterrorism missions in Niger, flying drones and other aircraft out of Niger air bases more than a month after a coup temporarily halted those activities. General James Hecker says a large amount of the missions have resumed. This is VOA News. United Auto Workers are planning to strike General Motors, Stellantis, and Ford. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
With a strike deadline getting closer, United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says offers from the companies are not enough and that the union is getting ready to strike. It would be the first time in the union's 80-plus year history that it struck all three companies at the same time. In an online address to members, Fain said General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis have raised their initial wage offers but have rejected some of the union's other demands. The union is threatening to strike if an agreement has not been reached by 11:59 p.m. Thursday night. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The United States waived sanctions to allow the transfer of $6 billion in Iranian funds from South Korea to Qatar, a step needed to carry out a previously announced U.S.-Iran prisoner swap. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby defended the deal.
These bad actors don't need incentives, and this isn't gonna change the calculus necessarily of what they've been doing. What it is going to do is get our Americans home. And that's what we're focused on.
The broad outlines of the U.S.-Iran deal, under which five U.S. citizens detained by Iran would be allowed to leave in exchange for the transfer of the funds and the release of five Iranians held in the United States, were made public August 10th. A five-month-old baby boy drowned during a rescue operation off the Italian island of Lampedusa after a boat carrying migrants across from the Sea of North Africa capsized, ANSA and other Italian news agencies reported on Wednesday. The tragedy occurred as migrants landing and Lampedusa surged, leaving the small island struggling to cope. Reporters asked United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Wednesday about the situation in Lampedusa.
This is a problem that is not only a problem of the countries that receive this influx, it's a problem of the European continent and in particular the European Union, and there must be mechanisms of solidarity and burden sharing that are effective in this regard.
ANSA said about 1,850 new arrivals landed on Wednesday. The boat the baby was traveling on capsized shortly before it was intercepted by the Italian Coast Guard. All other passengers were rescued, including the baby's mother. The specter of UFOs and little green men visited Mexico City as lawmakers heard testimony from researchers suggesting the possibility that extraterrestrials might exist. Journalist Jose Jaime Mossan presented two boxes with supposed mummies found in Peru, which he and others consider, quote, non-human beings that are not part of our terrestrial evolution. The session, unprecedented in the Mexican Congress, took place 2 months after a similar one before the U.S. Congress, in which a former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer claimed non-human activity since the 30s. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.